This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football Friday continuing on Grant and Danny, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Charlestown. Every game and every bet for real sports fans. Happy to go to the Mattress Warehouse hotline right now and welcome in Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. As always, Insider Calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Channing, thanks so much for joining us. The Dolphins have spent most of the year double-digit point underdogs, but now they've got an 0-5 Redskins team barely favored to beat them. What is the temperature and the tone for the Dolphins going into this matchup with struggling Washington?
It's weird down here, guys. Hey, how y'all doing, man? Thanks for having me. It's weird down here because I think a lot of the fan base has embraced the tank. We have people talking about Tua. We have people tweeting out Tua memes when he makes plays on Saturday, and not even worried about Sunday, you know, more or less. And the team was prepared like this. You know, the team was really going into it with this approach, getting rid of Laramie Tunsil, getting rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick, who are both first-round draft picks in the Dolphins and now starting for other teams. So when you saw the approach, it is a weird game, but the teams combined are 0-9. But, I've been down here since 05. I got drafted, played for 6 years, been covering the Dolphins ever since, 15 years in, and this is a very peculiar situation we're in with this flat-out tank. But, yeah, it's a funny game to be favored in, because I'm betting against the Dolphins. I gamble. Now we can talk about gambling, guys. It's opening
right,
up.
Right.
So. Yeah. The nation's opening up. So I gamble, and I'm taking the Dolphins. I mean, I'm taking the Redskins in this one. Because, yeah, the Redskins are losing. Look at it. The Patriots beat the hell out of y'all. But, you know, 5-point losses, you know, 14-point losses. The Dolphins lost by 50 and 43 to start the season. Like, if as bad as y'all teams think y'all are, the Dolphins are even worse. It's that old saying, if you get in a room and take everybody's problems and throw them in a bucket, you'll probably pick your same problems out of that bucket. I think if you and the Dolphins, if the Redskins and the Dolphins had the problems compared, the Redskins will take their problems right back.
Well, Channing, with all due respect, you're underestimating how terrible the Redskins are, sir. You got to update your file a little bit, because it's not just regular bad, which they are. It's the toxicity. It's the how much of a cluster the front office is. They've already fired their coach. The Dolphins are doing this by design. They're acquiring assets. The Redskins are sitting on an asset in a staring contest with Trent Williams, and they won't trade him. You guys moved on from Laramie Tunsil for a million picks. That should have been the Redskins' deal. So to me, the Dolphins are doing this on purpose. The Redskins aren't. It makes it that much worse to me.
Oh, yeah. And I'm with you on that one, too, where, you know, the front office of the Dolphins is stronger because they're in unison. Like, Brian Flores, Trent O'Shea, who's the offensive coordinator, Patrick Graham, who's the D coordinator. Every time they come up, they just say the same thing. We're trying to pass the team to win. Oh, you know, we're trying to move forward. Oh, we're trying to give a good performance on the field. But the Redskins front office and Dan Snyder, I just think about back when they were bringing in Bruce Smith and who was it, Darryl Green and guys like that, when they were just wanted a name. And, you know, Dan Snyder's been doing this for years where he messes up these the salary cap and the rosters. But I just see when y'all's corners, when Norman and Dunbar line up against our receivers, they're lining up against guys that wouldn't start for another team. Like, y'all's front, you talk about Kerrigan and Bostic and you just look at the players, some of the names that they're actually NFL players. Fellas, when you watch this game, you're going to hear names in the Dolphins secondary and names in the Dolphins front line that you've never heard of and will probably never hear about again. I see what you're saying, where I think we have the edge in the front office and the approach, but on the field, man, the talent on this Dolphins team is really struggling. Sooner or later, there's going to be a snap on the field. They're going to have to line up and the ref's going to blow the whistle. And I would tell you the Redskins are more talented than the Dolphins, even with Donald King out there at left tackle without a Trent Williams. You know, Sheriff was a high pick. Eric Flowers is a UM guy. He was a first-round pick. Like, y'all actually tried to build a team, and it didn't work. We didn't even try to build a team, fellas. We were trying not to build a team, which is the craziest part.
Yeah, you're right, and it's worked very well, as they have not yet won, and they're headed potentially to 0-5. Channing Crowder is on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Channing, what's the deal with Josh Rosen? Does he have any chance of being the future in Miami? How has he played so far? It seems like the assumption is they're just going to get Tua Tagovailoa, and he is going to maybe be on a third team in 3 years next year.
Yeah, Josh Rosen, he's decent. You know, I'd like to go out of UCLA. The Dolphins had a chance to jump up and get him. When Arizona jumped to 10, Dolphins were 11. So they could have jumped him and got him. They actually didn't assess him as a top 10 quarterback at the time. And then they go out there, they trade pick for the Saints, they bring him in for a second rounder. Now, after the fact, in hindsight, everything's 40-20. I didn't even know if they should have done that. He's out playing Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick came out and upset me. I thought Ryan Fitzpatrick would come out with the Fitzmagic. When I saw Tampa, over 1,000 yards in 3 games last year at Tampa. Ryan Fitzpatrick came out and was throwing 100 checkdowns a game. So at least Rosen's getting out there. Rosen's trying to make a name for himself, trying to get some respect back in this league, because it has to be an ego knock when a team that drafted 10 gets rid of you the following year for the next girlfriend that they just found, with the number one pick in Kyler Murray. Rosen, decent. How I look at Rosen and what I really believe is going to happen, Arizona paid $10 million of his contract, signing bonus. The Dolphins are getting $6 million for this year and the following 2 years. He's going to be a backup, and I think he could be a pretty good backup. I think he could come in. He'll be a great scouting guy. He's a smart kid. He's not going to cause any trouble. But to think that Josh Rosen at any point in his career, not just this year, next year, fellas, to think that Josh Rosen at any point in his career could lead a playoff team is crazy. He's going to be a decent backup. He looked good in college, but you know how that happens. You can go through the myriad of quarterbacks that looked good at the collegiate level and moved up. Rosen is going to be a good backup for the rest of his career. I actually hope they keep him. They bring him to us. They keep him as a backup. Let Tua develop and have a safer backup behind him. But I think that's Rosen's ceiling. It's being one of the top 10 backups in the league, something along that line.
Longtime Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder with us here on Grant and Danny. Channing, is there any pieces actually worth building around down there? I've kind of from far away kind of coveted guys like DeVante Parker and Preston Williams. I like Gesicki out of college, the tight end. Are there any pieces that will be here in the future that are worth building around?
Well, if you want DeVante Parker, whatever you want, I'll give you. Take him off of our hands. I was excited about him too. Kept raising this and all. He's injured every other week. He dropped a lot of balls. Dallas game, he dropped the ball. A beautifully thrown, actually, by Rosen, beautifully thrown ball on the 3-yard line. Would have been a touchdown. Flat out just dropped it. Devontae's so inconsistent. Gesicki is soft as cotton. He's a volleyball player. He's not made for this grown man game. I think Kenyon Drake will contribute to another team. Xavier Howard is the top corner. He got eaten up by Amari Cooper in the Dallas game. But other than that one game, for the last 2 years, actually last year he led the NFL in interceptions. So Xavier can play. Jerome Baker, you hear his name a lot. Jerome is a linebacker. He runs well. He can play. He's one of them glorified safety guys, a seat at linebacker position. Even the young guy, Christian Wilkins, he's okay, but he gets displaced a lot. There's not a lot of guys. I would say, here's the question, big picture. If the Dolphins folded and the entire roster was spread around the NFL, there might be 5 guys on the entire roster that would get burned with other teams.
Wow.
Rashad Jones being healthy, he can still play ball. But the entire offensive line, fellas, like this guy, this Shaq Calhoun, you've never heard that name? I know you haven't. Like, there's guys on this line that should not be playing at the NFL level. The Dolphins are giving them a chance because of the approach to the season. So, yeah, we have a handful of guys that would be foundational pieces moving forward. But there's no guy that I would say he's untradeable. I'll tell you that. If somebody offers a high first, second round pick for anybody on this roster, maybe other than Xavier Howard, I think they'll offer to jump on it.
Wow. I've never been more confident going into a game after scouting the opponent with somebody in a visiting market, Channing. Thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Hey, bro, it's weird for me to talk about it this way, but you know you have your fandom and you have your analysis, and I got to analyze this thing for you guys. I don't like talking about it like this, but I got to be honest, man. I appreciate y'all having me.
Appreciate you, and that's what we want, is the honesty, and he brought it. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Big thanks to Channing for some insight. Grant and Danny on the fan. And what do you make of Adrian Peterson saying this was the best week of practice the Redskins have had since he's been here? We'll get into that next. 40 miles west of Washington, D.C. is a hidden gem and a well-kept secret. Fauquier County. Go out I-66 and find one of the 25 wineries or the half dozen breweries and spend a day outside of the rat race like I like to do, getting some fresh air. At night, you can actually see the stars. Beautiful countryside. There's a wine app available in Fauquier as well to download for those of you that like doing the winery thing. The breweries, the sixth one is coming. All many varieties of beer to try, casual fun for everyone. They've got great events this fall, including orchard and apple picking, pumpkin picking. Go to visitfauquier.com for information on some of the cool things you can do. That's visitfauquier.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.